This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The gaming industry kicks out a lot of potential, and it's only when you look back on the amount of titles we were all collectively looking forward to that you realize how many didn't make it. Ultimately, it comes down to the right core idea. Money doesn't mean anything if the mentality behind a title's creation has gone sour. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 hugely anticipated video games that disappeared overnight. Number 9, 8 Days. The PS3 was a dark time for Sony. Fresh off world-dominating PlayStation 2 sales, they entered the generation saying that we would want 2 jobs to pay for the thing, masqueraded a fake trailer for Killzone 2 as gameplay, and on the year of its launch, 2006, we got eyes on 8 Days. Sparking another debate over what we can clearly see today as fake gameplay footage, 8 Days would see actor Ving Rhames as one of a pair of cops going up against villains Dennis Hopper and Gary Oldman across the 8-day period. More promising gameplay would emerge as the title was announced as cancelled in 2008. Only for a follow-up a year later to instead claim the project was on hold. Well, another 12 years and an entire console cycle has passed, meaning, let me do some calculations, the game's new title could be 5,614 days. Number 8, Daredevil, The Man Without Fear. Following the immaculate PlayStation 1, Spider-Man, one of the trifecta of the webhead's must-plays alongside Spider-Man 2 on PS2 and 2018's Insomniac release, all eyes were on which other heroes could get solo outings. Rumors and leaks swirled at the time that the Man Without Fear himself was up next, though in a time of magazine hype and playground gossip, this dead cert that was right around the corner alongside the Daredevil movie just didn't happen. In a neat twist, though, footage did eventually start doing the rounds after 2010, confirming the title was in fact in development the whole time. Originally coded by relative newcomers 5000 Feet Inc., it had gotten tied to the 2003 film, mutated far bigger than the initial project's goals thanks to meddling from Sony over prepping it for the PlayStation 2, and eventually it collapsed under its own weight. To this day, at least to me, Daredevil is the next go-to hero that deserves the Spider-Man treatment as we now know it. Number 7, Bayonetta 3. A game so talked about, even its own creator is sick of fielding questions on its development, Bayonetta 3 dropped a trailer at the Game Awards way back in 2017, then dropped off the face of the earth. Hideki Kamiya has gone so far as to say that fans should maybe reset and forget about Bayonetta 3 entirely, adding that it'll be a nice surprise if or when something eventually happens. As it stands, both Bayonetta 1 and 2 went down a storm, with the latter a Nintendo exclusive. Bayonetta herself has continued popping up in the likes of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but Kamiya is now on the other side of Scalebound's cancellation and a slew of rejected Star Fox pitches. Assumedly, he's either deciding whether to double down on making Part 3 after all, or just do something else entirely. Of all the games on this list, Bayonetta 3 has the highest chance to appear in some form before 2021 is out, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Number 6, Final Fantasy vs. 13. As video game budgets ballooned towards the close of the 2000s and especially across the 2010s, Square Enix occasionally struggled to expand and execute a Final Fantasy alongside. Following Final Fantasy XI being online only and XII's divisive new combat system, Final Fantasy XIII was planned as a trilogy of titles. Almost like how Resident Evil 4's development resulted in prototypes becoming other titles entirely, Devil May Cry and Onimusha, Final Fantasy vs. XIII saw Final Fantasy Agito on mobile turn into the PSP exclusive Type Zero, as the main game was then broken down and reassembled as Final Fantasy XV. The real 13 became something else entirely, but 15 retained the characters of Noctis, Gladiolus, and Ignis, while former character Princess Stella became love interest Luna Freya. The damage of Versus 13's development saw longtime veteran Hajime Tabata depart entirely, as Square Enix barely acknowledged the reality of various trailers and target renders that went nowhere. Number 5. Wild. A PS4 exclusive Rayman creator Michel Ancel was attempting to put together alongside Beyond Good and Evil 2, Wild was a curious open-world action game where the hook was riding and even becoming a huge variety of animals. Development seemed pretty far along in 2015, with the game world character animations and the scope of the title in general looking very promising. We saw our main character transform into a rabbit for stealth sections, an eagle to survey the landscape, and even clambering aboard a bear for an awesome combat section. Everything seemed to be lining up nicely, until mention of the game dropped off a cliff for 5 years solid. Wild resurfaced in 2020, as Ancel was now retiring from the games industry amongst a storm of controversy surrounding his production methods on Beyond Good and Evil 2. He told fans that both that and Wild were in capable hands, but we've now since learned from GamesBeat's Jeff Grubb in August 2021 that the entire project is no more, with Grubb underlining that Wild is dead. Number 4. The Getaway 3. I mentioned the dark time for Sony and the runaway sky's the limit conversation surrounding the PlayStation 3 because The Getaway was another example of runaway hype incarnate. Showcasing a lifelike for the time render of London's Piccadilly Circus at E3 2005, The Getaway 3 blew up into this ultra-realistic, endlessly interactive version of London that you'd be able to explore and cause carnage in. Honestly, I still remember reading in an old magazine about how you'd be able to enter a McDonald's if pursued by the cops, then choose to eat a hamburger and watch them run past, thinking that you're now a customer. In reality, The Getaway 3 was just a tech demo, a target render of what could be. To this day, we've seen remnants of The Getaway IP pop up in PlayStation VR exclusive The Heist, and again in Blood and Truth, a genuinely awesome FPS that did start as a sequel to The Getaway, but there's been no main follow-up whatsoever. Number 3. Agent. To this day, there's a page on Rockstar's website that holds true to the existence of Agent, a Cold War stealth thriller announced at E3 2009. Honestly, the whole thing is fascinating to dissect. Agent entered development amongst what can now be looked back on as the hot streak of Rockstar as a creative force. The 2000s saw not only main GTA installments, but GTA spin-offs on PSP, plus unique Anything Goes-style releases like Bully, The Warriors, Manhunt, and even Table Tennis. As the 2000s drew to a close, we got word from Rockstar's CEO of a genre-defining stealth title set in the 1970s, with a handful of screenshots showing potential locations and various security cameras hinting at Splinter Cell-style gameplay. Following that confident push to get the word out though, ironically, Agent vanished. The Rockstar of the 2010s would see pivotal creative staff like Leslie Benzies, Laszlo Jones, and even founder Dan Houser depart the company, as all resources were funneled into GTA 5 and online, with only 2.5 other titles, Max Payne 3, Red Dead Redemption 2, and a co-developed LA Noire, making it out. Agent's trademark has lapsed, but the game is one of the only remaining what-if style releases as Shenmue 3 or Last Guardian yet to fully come true. Number 2. Pirates of the Caribbean, Armada of the Damned. You know what was a really cool game that no one talks about? 2008's Turok. Pinning dudes to walls with a well-placed arrow, stealth kills, and dinosaurs, it was a blast. I mention this because the ill-fated propaganda games were done dirty by Disney immediately after. With Turok's sales showing promise, propaganda started work on both Tron Legacy's tie-in, another solid enough movie game I totally recommend, and Pirates of the Caribbean Armada of the Damned. Interestingly, the latter was only set in the world of the Pirates movies, but still tested well with audiences, showing a hybrid of boat combat and sword combos back on land. Pirates of the Caribbean fans still bring up Armada to this day simply because of how promising it all looked. Sadly, despite a solid sense of momentum and a game clearly well into development, Disney killed the project stone dead when they restructured which titles to prioritize at the time. Tron Legacy's post-game DLC was highlighted as worth canning Armada for. Only when that game didn't sell, Disney wiped their hands of the whole thing, shutting propaganda down altogether. And number 1, Deep Down. Before the Dark Souls boom, long before Sony would believe in Souls-likes enough to launch the PlayStation 5 with something like Demon's Souls, Capcom were working on what could have been their biggest selling title yet. Shown in the run-up to the PlayStation 4 as a showcase of potential hardware, Deep Down had fire-breathing dragons, co-op multiplayer, stunning graphics for the time, and even screenshots of a mimic chest taking a chomp out of a gallant knight. Though it's remained a known quantity for almost a decade now, Capcom have commented as recently as November 2019 on the game, stating seeing the original team have disbanded after so long, they also note the trademark wasn't abandoned for a reason, noting that every single year they survey the competition and haven't given up on the title completely. The big question now is, has something like a Deep Down coming after even From Software have moved on from straight Dark Souls games missed its window?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.